A common problem facing operators of small town water systems in the Bunafu region is the high cost of electricity. This came to light when members of the board of directors of the Community Water and Sanitation Agency touring the region were briefed on the operations of the water systems. During their visit to the Kintampo municipality, the manager of the Kintampo small town water system, Salifu Nuhu, said most of the systems will collapse if something drastic is not done. The board's visit to the region took them to Sunyai Tano North, Sene East, Kintampo, and Techiman North. John Sam Arthur has the rest of the story.
At Kintampo, the board members were briefed by the systems manager of the local water and sanitation management team, Salifu Nuhu. He stressed that they pay about 26,000 Ghana cedis a month for water, which threatens to deplete their finances and ability to continue pumping water for the people of the community. The dire electricity situation is not unique to Kintampo, as most water and sanitation management teams at Kajaji and Basa in Sene East and Duaya Nkwanta in Tano North also complained about it. Asked what could be done about the situation, the CEO of the CWSA, Clement Bugase, said the way forward in the short term is to make representations to NEDCO and VRA to explore ways of ensuring that production of vital potable water in the over 600 rural water systems does not grind to a halt with the threat of waterborne diseases ever present.
What I think we can do is to make an appropriate representation to higher authorities in charge of both water for rural and small town systems and energy through our sector minister. We'll gather the necessary information and data and the concerns from the grassroots and make a case formally with a letter so that VRA's attention, ECG's attention can be drawn to the issue. And then we hold further discussions, even involving PURC, to see what they can do to support the water systems. Otherwise, the over 650 small town systems which are being managed by communities, majority of whom are finding it difficult to raise finances from their members, will begin to collapse or will begin not to be able to serve the people with safe water. And if you consider that cost of people drinking dirty water, getting sick, and coming back to government to demand health services, going to health, the health insurance scheme, and some of them leaving their jobs, affecting the economic growth of Ghana. If you compare that to us finding an amicable solution with ECG, so that it's a win-win for Ghana as a whole, we will do all that we can to resolve that issue in favor of both parties.